Well, the good news, first of all, with you, another international call-up to your name. How proud are you to be part of the Canada squad once again?
Yeah, massively. No secret how proud I am when it comes to the call-ups and playing for my country. It's always an honour. Really looking forward to getting together with them. But we've got a game on Saturday, and that's the most important thing right now.
Just on a general point of view, clearly there are certain players, yourself included, of course, who've made big names for themselves in English football. But give us an idea of the general state of the national team and where Canadian football is right now.
Well, obviously, we need to start picking up wins and in big competitions. I mean, we went out of the Gold Cup sort of with a whimper. That's what it looks like on paper, but we're competing at the highest level. There's just one or two little things missing, some key parts, and Canadian football will take off if the men's team start getting results. We've got the players coming through the system. There's outlets for the teams, for the young players now, in terms of the MLS and things like that. So it will continue to develop, but we just need to start picking up results.
I was going to mention that because not necessarily as strong as your weakest link, as strong as your youngest link. Is there a great fever about football in Canada?
Yeah, you would think in terms of number wise, Canadian soccer at grassroots has got more participation numbers than ice hockey does, which is massive for a country who you think is all about the ice hockey. But numbers wise, soccer is the biggest game. It's just the outlet wasn't there at the age for my sort of generation, but it is now, and they're going to continue to develop at good academies over there, and some players still come over here and in Europe, and it's getting bigger, and we need to continue to develop them.
It's interesting because you were talking earlier about you were one of a generation of players that kind of had to up sticks and move to make your dreams come true, but if others are staying within Canada and moving up to North America, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, because it wasn't there. But you can see the level of the MLS increasing year by year. More teams coming in, players from over here going over there. And it's not just for the lifestyle or one final paycheck. The quality of the football is there. And we need young Canadians breaking into first teams over there to be able to improve our national team.
It's good, isn't it? And I would imagine that in the next 5-10 years, there might be, rather than a drip, a steady stream of players who at least get the chance to trial for clubs maybe like Sheffield United and those in high divisions.
So you mean Canadians?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've always got the passport issue in terms of Canadians coming over, which is difficult. But, I mean, a lot of sort of people over there have got European backgrounds, so you can, there's ways around it, but I mean, I was lucky enough to have English parents, so it made it easier for me. But when I first got here, it wasn't, there was some problems until I got my passport, so it's difficult. But young players want to, it's the most popular league in the world, the Premier League, and young players see these teams and want to be over here playing, and which is good. But now we've got the development over there, and these teams are keen to keep hold of their best players.
Do you feel like a bit of either trailblazer and or role model, as you, there's Ian Hume, Paul Pescasolido and a few others that we could name, but you know, you've got here first?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to put Canadian soccer on the map. That's my main concern, and do well for the national team and get to a World Cup. I mean, it starts again a week on Friday for us, and we desperately want to do well for our country, and that'll breed the popularity and the fans coming out to watch us and get players interested, young kids interested in the game over there, and know that there's a professional game over here, and if you work hard enough you can have a chance.
So Sheffield United right now, then, things are going well, aren't they? The clean sheets and the results are rolling in.
Yeah, we've gotten on a little bit of a run, and it's about consistency and sort of working hard during the week and team shape and things like that. But you can see that when confidence is flying high, we're a threat to anyone. And if we keep getting clean sheets, we've always got a chance to win, because we're always going to have that attacking threat with the players we've got going forward.
You weren't here, but it almost seems as though the result from the first day of the season didn't really happen. If you look at the results that have subsequently followed, it's like, did that team really lose 4-1?
Yeah. I mean, I spoke to some of the boys about it, and I was here when we watched the game film, and it just seemed like one of those days. And credit to everyone that was involved, and the next game just sort of dusted it off and got on with it and moved on. And you can see, like you say, confidence comes from results, and the boys are flying high at the minute, but it's just a start, and we're taking it one game at a time, and we're looking towards Swindon on the weekend.
But in terms of messages perhaps the Blades can send out there, Swindon, like Sheffield United, are one of the fancied teams, of course. They met in the playoffs last year. This perhaps an early season marker as to where you're at as regards titles.
Yeah, we said that today. It's a statement. If we go out there and put a performance and a win, and it is a statement, and especially, well, I was saying going into the international break, but like you said, it's massive at this early stage to get those games and away from home. And if we can put a performance and hopefully get the 3 points, then that'd be key for us.